I rang a lot of doorbells a few weeks back. All unfamiliar places and many unfamiliar faces. It was great to see a good number of you in person. And it was fun to see the face of, who is this? To the smiles of welcome when I said who I was and why I was there. My favorite was Mark's face when I showed up at his doorstep with my daughter Rosalina on my hip. He looked so incredibly confused for a moment. We'd met before via Zoom, but you know, that's not quite the same thing. The mask really does trip us up, doesn't it? We have to process much more with much less when we only get to see half of someone's face. We're trying to read the eyes, to read those emotional cues. It's so nice when we can let our guard down a little and spend some time in the fresh air and see people's faces again, at least from a distance. It really has brought new life to our world. By now, though, we've become mostly accustomed to the inconveniences of the current moment, even if we are utterly weary of them. It's amazing how we as humans adapt. To pick up on the imagery from Psalm 23, in the good times, we as humans sprawl on the lush green rolling hills and savor the sunshine. And in times of trouble, along the rocky, dark valleys, we find ways to cope. Of course, it helps to have a guide. Though we have been navigating strange lands these months, we've put our trust in the one who not only knows the way, but is the way. Jesus. This Sunday, we contemplate the ever so familiar image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. We've seen countless images of Jesus with a little lamb on his shoulder, with a shepherd crook in hand and that kindness in his face, his robes still glistening white, and the little sheep too. Now, let's be honest, that's not true to life in the least. If I were to be accurately depicted as a sheep, I'd not be sparkling white like freshly fallen snow. I'd be like the sheep that I saw once in Uruguay. It was so incredibly fluffy because it was desperately in need of being sheared. Its wool was dingy with farm soil and full of those little burrs that gets stuck in things, and it had other bits of foliage in its wool. Have you ever seen freshly sheared wool? It's filthy. Or have you smelled it? It reeks. That's what sheep are like. That's what I'm like if I were to be a sheep. Jesus as the idyllic shepherd with the picturesque backdrop, with the pristine little lamb, cannot capture the real essence of what it means to have Jesus as our shepherd. Jesus doesn't just pop out of a void like the Good Place Janet, perfectly dry and clean in white robes to carry a speckless lamb home. No, Jesus is a shepherd to us. He sleeps alongside the flock on the hard ground. This is why the sheep trust the shepherd. Familiarity, the hours and days and months, the lifetime spent in the care of the shepherd. The sheep put their trust in the shepherd because when they follow his voice, their needs are met. They are gathered to move on to the next pasture when where they are has all been grazed down to the root. The shepherd guides them to the bend in the river where they can drink without being swept off into the current. When predators threaten, the shepherd wakes to scare them off. It's a job that requires rugged determination, foresight, constant vigilance, and above all, dedication and care. It's not for the faint of heart. You can't call it in. When we talk about the Lord being our shepherd, This is what we're calling to mind. Jesus close at our side, willing to lay down his life for us. Now, the metaphor of sheep has been co-opted in recent years on social media to belittle and demean and dismiss. It's pretty unsavory, but it's used to discount reality in favor of some alternative worldview. But I think that the people that dub folks sheeple for heeding the best advice of medical professionals don't really understand the sheep shepherd metaphor. It's not about the sheep blindly following as they are led along, or misled, as some would claim. Let's revisit what Jesus says for a moment. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. And again, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Now for kicks, let's play a little Mad Libs with these verses. Let's replace sheep with cats. Have you ever heard the expression, like herding cats? They aren't really known for their ability to follow. In fact, I think they quite intentionally do exactly the opposite of what you want them to do. Out of all of the animals, cats certainly have a mind of their own. But here we go. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the cats. And again, Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the cats. I don't think that changed all that much. And here's why. It's not about the sheep. The metaphor Jesus uses of sheep and shepherd isn't to describe the character of the sheep. It's not to talk about us as followers, but it's about the character of Jesus. It's to call to mind the care and commitment of the Lord. It's not a 9-to-5 job. It's a whole identity. The shepherd doesn't leave the sheep to fend for themselves. The shepherd doesn't just check in occasionally to see how things are. The shepherd doesn't run from trouble that could harm the sheep. The shepherd doesn't let the flock depreciate by willy-nilly leaving half of them behind. The shepherd accounts for them all. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. The sheep trust the shepherd, not because they are stupid and have no other options, but because they have come to know the shepherd as trustworthy. The shepherd has again and again shown that he will provide. When they are thirsty, the shepherd leads them to still waters. When they are hungry and tired, he brings them to green pastures to eat and rest. When a sheep strays, the shepherd hikes out to find them and return them to the flock. The shepherd gathers the sheep together even when they've been scattered. It's not about the sheep, but it is for the sheep. The shepherd gives his life for them. As we emerge from the dark valley, we've struggled through this past year. We will continue to face new challenges. Next week, when we gather out on the lawn, we'll be tasked again with recognizing one another without being able to see each other smile. But as we journey together, we put our trust in the one who is trustworthy. Our good shepherd leads us. Our good shepherd gathers us again. Our good shepherd guides us to the waters of life that restore our souls yet again. Lastly today, I want to read you Psalm 23, this time with cats. I'll replace all the references to sheep with cats. Here we go. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Okay, there were no cats, because it's not about the sheep, it's about the shepherd. Amen.